Well, my prayer is that the Lord would meet with us for a little while this morning. He already has been such a blessing to fill the presence of the Lord, isn't it? There's nothing like it. This morning I'd like to return to one of the most recognized verses in Scripture. Referred to it a Wednesday or so ago, and I'd like to read it again this morning. It seems to be fitting with these songs that we have sung, and it is found in the 3rd chapter of John and the 16th verse. 3rd chapter of John, verse 16. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Wherever you are, wherever you've been, whatever's in your past, however unworthy you believe you are. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, an invitation given to whosoever will, would believe, not in their own righteousness, but in Jesus Christ, every one of us can be saved. And I've been struck at different times with this verse, how it starts. It says, "For God so loved that He gave." He loved in a way that resulted in Him giving. This passage of hope actually doesn't start with the great need that we have. This passage of hope starts with the heart of God. A heart that is a heart of love. And it's a love that we don't have to just read about. It's not a love that is just a theoretical thought that we can gain some understanding about what the words are trying to say. But the love of God is such that it is something designed for us to experience. Every one of us. He didn't give an object. He didn't just offer a word. God didn't just offer a thought. But God, He gave Himself. He gave a being. He gave Jesus. He gave His Spirit. And He sacrificed in such a way that is really beyond what we're able to comprehend, because we are not able to comprehend eternal and heavenly things yet. We just see it through a glass darkly. But I believe that one of these days that we're going to better understand the great love that Jesus Christ had for us in coming and giving and sacrificing like He did. Folks, this morning, the greatest love given is usually always accompanied by giving. It's accompanied by sacrifice, oftentimes. Love is real deep love. Drives action. Love moves one to action. love sacrifices. And the power that is behind love causes love to reach the deepest places of the heart. Sometimes empty places. Many times places that you have felt would never be fulfilled. But the power of love, when it begins to work, reaches those deep places. And just as water is able to, we've had a lot of water the last few days, and just as water is able to seep its way into and find all of the cracks, And as water is able to find the broken places, as water is able to flow and find its way into those disconnected places that perhaps aren't obviously visible, so love has a way of working its way past barriers. Love has a way of working its way past the broken places, past facades, past the fronts. Love has a way of getting past the image. Love has a way of working through disappointment. Love has a way of going over the top and around and through mountains that you feel like sometimes block everything out. And it has a way of finding the heart. Love does. And changing lives. There's nothing like it in the world. Nothing like experiencing love. Hands down, full stop. No substitute. Nothing replaces love. And it's something that all of us desperately need. We need love that goes beyond an experience in the past. The human heart desires, yearns for, wants to have a love that is presently present. Love. I remember, and I've told you this before, but I remember before I got married, I was, well, I guess, 20, 21 years old. Well, I was 21 when I got married. And I remember thinking that, you know, after I get married, all of these hard places, don't have to worry about those anymore because I'm going to be married. And these things that seem like mountains to me right now, wait till December comes around because then I'm going to be married. And I'm just not going to have to worry about those things anymore. If I can just say, I do, and hear those words back, I do, all will be well. So I said, I do. And she said, I do. And you know, we found something out that life still can bring some pretty challenging places. But you know what else I found? I think I was on to something. I think I was on to something because when love is present, it changes everything. Difficult circumstances and difficult situations may still be present. And they are. But with the presence of love in the midst, experiencing and feeling love that gets to the heart, well, it changes. It changes all of those things. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this." Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. And you know where that kind of love is demonstrated, like few other things can be demonstrated? That's right. It's the love of a mother. You want to see that kind of love that's greater than almost anything else you can find in life? It's the love of a mother. And you know why? Because the love of a mother is a reflection of God's love. It was designed that way. The love of a mother is a reflection of the love where God gives. And mothers give in a way that mirrors divine love. Mothers give life. Quite literally speaking, mothers give life. Mothers give of the limited amount of time that they have. When it seems like there's not enough time to meet the needs of your own self, mothers take that limited, precious time and they give it. And mothers give effort for others. And mothers give of their, they give prayers from their heart. Mothers give, they give prayers with tears. Children, young people, adults. There are many godly mothers that when you have no idea of what is going on, when you are out living life, there are many mothers bowed down by their bed or by the couch or their chair or a tree or in the car, and they are praying not for themselves. They are praying for you from the heart with tears. Mothers give. Mothers give when it seems like there's nothing else to give. You know, in scuba diving, they have air tanks in the back. And I'm not an expert in scuba diving. But they have air tanks and they go down. And then there's this part of the tank that's called the reserve. And when they get to the very bottom and they're almost out, this bell starts going off. And they know I'm almost out. And sometimes it does go out and they have to switch it over to reserve. And that means for you to preserve life, it's time for you to get to the surface because you're out. But you know what mothers do? They click that reserve valve to when it's like all they feel like they have left is to just preserve their own sanity and their own life. And they continue to give. That's the love of a mother. And you know what else? They do it because they want to. Mothers give when nobody else knows they're giving. Mothers sacrifice when nobody else knows that they're sacrificing. We enjoy things in life not recognizing that we're enjoying it because of what somebody else gave up. But mothers do it, and they do it because they want to. Yes, even sleep. They give up sleep, and they happily give to their children. They happily give to their family. Perhaps you've heard this little saying before. This little saying says that the first message, the first gospel sermon the little baby ever hears is from his mother. A message that is silently preached of care and of love and of hope. And God designed it that way. And it's God's design that in his plan that the love of the mother would continue through life in a way that becomes a catalyst to support, to hold up, and to give that hope and strength and fulfillment to so many in life to help them enjoy many other blessings in life. Love is the catalyst of so many things. There's a verse in 1 Corinthians 13:13. And it goes something like this: "And now abideth faith and hope and charity." Remember that verse? "Now abideth faith and hope and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is" what? "Is charity." Faith? "He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of him that diligently seek him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God." Faith's pretty important. Hope? Without hope, where would we be? But this verse says that of faith and hope and charity, the greatest of all of them is charity. And I have to think that one of the reasons why that is true is because it is charity, it is love that can so inspire faith and hope. Love is at the very foundation of inspiring and bearing and allowing to be born a faith and a hope that makes a difference in life, but not so much the other way around. And so love, it says, is the greatest of these things, and mothers so starkly demonstrate a picture of that truth. To the mothers this morning, you're doing God's work. Motherhood is your mission field. Being a mother is your ministry of giving. And it doesn't go unnoticed by the Father. Don't ever feel like that somehow that motherhood is less than. With all that's promoted in the world, and with all the fast-paced moving, and with all the recognition that the world bestows on so much that's on the outside, the greatest calling that you can ever rise up to in your home and your family is to embrace the ministry of motherhood.
and it doesn't go unnoticed. And yes, I said it doesn't go unnoticed by the Father. Further, it reaches the hearts and souls of little ones, little hearts that are tender, that are searching, that are thirsty, that are desiring. A mother's love reaches little hearts and souls. And you know what else? A mother's love reaches big hearts and big souls and big people. Once a mother, always a mother. Once you're a child, you're always a child to a mother. It's her child. She's your mother. She loves you. The Lord desired it to be that way. And now this, and it matters. Motherhood, in a lot of ways, is a reflection versus the point source of love. Is a mother's love real? Absolutely, a mother's love is real. Does a mother's love, is it just surface deep? Are they just like a mirror that just reflects from the surface? No. A mother's love is real, and it can be so deep, but it was designed to be a reflection of the giver of all good giving. God designed it to be that way. And yet, sadly, not everyone had or has a godly mother. And perhaps some of the things that have been mentioned thus far, there are those that feel a tug at their heart and a wound and some pain, recognizing and feeling that that's not exactly what they experienced. And God sees that pain, and He sees that hurt. Some mothers were absent. Some mothers had wounded hearts themselves. It seemed like some mothers were taken from this life too soon. And it also seems like that there are some mothers that maybe they longed to be a good mother. Maybe they longed to be a godly mother, but some way, somehow, they came up short. If your earthly mother's love was broken and hurt, and you were on the other end of that, I want you to know this morning that God notices that. And He knows that. And He cares. And He has not left you without love. Isaiah 66 and 13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. How
How can that be? It can be because God is a mother's love. A mother's love is what God's love is. And God Himself steps into these sorts of gaps, offering to connect with you in a very special, personal, loving, caring way. He gave Himself as the perfect answer to that every single one of us long for, in a way that nobody has to be left out of feeling a mother's love. He's present. He cares. He's there to help facilitate healing. The Lord nurtures. He extends the love of a mother. You're not left alone if you are in that place. You are reached for and cared for in so very special ways. And this morning, from my heart, I thank God for all of the godly mothers that we have. We have a room full this morning of beautiful, wonderful, sweet, loving, godly mothers who give and who reflect Jesus. And to those that maybe have not experienced a biological mother's love, may God, as only God can, reach your heart through Jesus with His mother's love and touch you in a way that brings healing to those broken places. To the mothers today, I think I can say for many of us, you're loved. You're cared for. You are honored. You are appreciated. Oftentimes more than sometimes what we know how to put in words. But you've made a life-changing difference in so many souls. And you continue to do that. Each day, you have been exalted to the highest of positions. You have been called to be a representative of what God is love means. To all of you today, happy Mother's Day. You are loved. May God reach down His hand of blessing upon your life as only He can. We thank God for you. Amen.